8E. Speaking skills. Exercise 3, page 95.
What is the purpose of art?
Well, I believe art is about self-expression, because the artist feels strongly about something and wants to express their ideas in a form that they and others can come to terms with. Through their work, artists communicate ideas to the public or provoke emotions and move people by making them happy or sad. At the same time, the public is given pleasure as they're entertained by different art forms.
What qualities are needed to create beautiful art?
Well, knowing the difference between good and bad art can be difficult. For me, beauty in art is and will always be in the eye of the beholder. So I'm either captivated by a piece of art or not. Nevertheless, art can be evaluated based on certain characteristics. For instance, technical skill is the most comparable and measurable aspect of art. As you look at a painting or any other work of art, you probably will be able to determine how skillfully it was created. Also, creating art is time-consuming and challenging. It takes a lot of effort and concentration from an artist so that the work doesn't have mistakes or move away from what the artist wanted to put across. This is important, because if the artist's intention is one thing, the art shouldn't say something else. In my view, the artist's statement should deepen and strengthen the viewer's understanding of the art.
What are some different types of art forms?
Well, there are visual art forms. These are conveyed when artists use paint or canvas or various materials to create physical or static art objects that you can see. These include painting, sculpture, photography, and films. The language of the visual arts is feeling, emotion, intuition, and ideas without words through paintings, drawings, and other forms. There are also performing art forms, where artists use their voices and bodies to convey artistic expression. These include dance, music, opera, theatre, and puppetry. These are specialized forms of fine art, which the artists perform live to an audience, often adapting their appearance with costumes and makeup. Whereas visual arts rely on expressive form and content to convey meaning, performance art forces viewers to engage with a real person who can feel fear and pain just like them.
How does digital art differ from traditional art?
In my opinion, traditional art uses older methods for creating artwork, such as pens, brushes, clay, and other tools. As far as I'm concerned, digital art is based on the traditional concept, but it also involves new factors such as computer graphics, which take art to another level. The digital art experience has also been extended by advanced tools that simulate the artist's work on paper. These tools help the artist to feel the same effect of traditional tools. While digital art does not provide the texture and volume that traditional forms do, it is easier to edit and allows artists to utilize the latest tools that provide totally new creative experiences.